Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hey there! Welcome to this edition of The Marginalian, formerly known as Brain Pickings, an online digest of interesting and inspiring articles across art, science, philosophy, creativity, children's books, and other strands of our search for truth, beauty, and meaning. All the articles in The Marginalian are written by its founder, Maria Popova, and can be found at themarginalian.org. You can now hear these articles as a part of the series of podcasts from Airs LA, the audio internet reading service of Los Angeles. Today's article is titled The Cell versus the Crystal. The philosopher naturalist John Burroughs on what makes a great poem and a great person. A person is a perpetual ongoingness, perpetually mistaking itself for a still point. We call this figment personality or identity of self, and yet we are constantly making and remaking ourselves. Composing a life as the pages of time keep turning is the great creative act we are here for. Like evolution, like leaves of grass, it is the work of continual revision, not toward greater perfection, but toward greater authenticity, which is at bottom the adaptation of the self to the soul and the soul to the world. In one of the essays found in his exquisite 1877 collection, Birds and Poets, the philosopher-naturalist John Burroughs, born April 3, 1837, deceased March 29, 1921, explores the nature of that creative act through a parallel between poetry and personhood, anchored in a brilliant metaphor for the two different approaches to creation. He writes, "There are in nature two types or forms, the cell and the crystal. One means the organic, the other, inorganic. One means growth, development, life. The other means reaction, solidification, rest. The hint and model of all creative works is the cell. Critical, reflective, and philosophical works are nearer akin to the crystal. While there is much good literature that is neither the one nor the other distinctively, but which in a measure touches and includes both. But crystallic beauty, or cut and polished gems of thought, the result of the reflex rather than the direct action of the mind, we do not expect to find in the best poems, though they may be most prized by specially intellectual persons. In the immortal poems, the solids are very few, or do not appear at all as solids, as lime and iron, any more than they do in organic nature, in the flesh of the peach or the apple. The main thing in every living organism is the vital fluids. 7/10 of man is water, and 7/10 of Shakespeare is passion, emotion, fluid humanity. This, of course, is what makes identity such a tedious concept, a fixity of past experience and predictive narrative that crystallizes a person's natural fluidity, makes them impermeable to possibility, and is therefore inherently uncreative. True creativity, Burroughs observes, is rooted in this dynamism, this fluidity, this irrepressible and ever-shifting aliveness. All the master poets have in their work an interior chemical assimilative property, flaming up with electric and defiant power, power without any admixture of resisting form, as in a living organism. It can only be so because we are a fractal of nature, the supreme creative agent whose processes are a ceaseless flow of change and self-revision. Burrow writes, "The physical cosmos itself is not a thought, but an act. Natural objects do not affect us like well-wrought specimens or finished handicraft, which have nothing to follow but as living, procreating energy. Nature is perpetual transition. Everything passes and presses on. There is no pause, no completion, no explanation. To produce and multiply endlessly, without ever reaching the last possibility of excellence, and without committing herself to any end, is the law of nature." Burroughs sees this as the essential difference between prose and poetry, between the poetic and the didactic treatment of a subject. A great life, he intimates, is more like a great poem than like a great teaching. The essence of creative art is always the same, namely, interior movement and fusion. While the method of the didactic or prosaic treatment is fixity, limitation. The latter must formulate and define, but the principle of the former is to flow, to suffuse, to mount, to escape. We can conceive of life only as something constantly becoming. It plays forever on the verge. It is never in loco, but always in transit. Arrest the wind, and it is no longer the wind. Close your hands upon the light, and behold, it is gone. And yet, because these interior movements are fundamentally untranslatable between one consciousness and another, belonging to that region of absolute aloneness that accompanies the singularity of being oneself, there is always an element of the ineffable in all great creative work and all great persons. There must always be something about a poem or any work of art besides the evident intellect or plot of it, or what is on its surface, or what it tells. This something is the invisible, the undefined, almost unexpressed, and is perhaps the best part of any work of art, as it is of a noble personality. As, in the superbest person, it is not merely what he or she says, or knows, or shows, or even how they behave, but in the silent qualities, like gravitation, that insensibly but resistlessly hold us. So in a good poem, or any other expression of art. And that's the end of the article. The soundtrack is Me on the Inside by Ketsa, licensed through ketsa.uk. If you want to learn more about AIRS LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our web pages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind, low vision, and print impaired listeners. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. I'm Emily Mann Sanchez, and I'll be back with another article. Take care, and thanks for listening.